Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and a very happy Thursday to you. Welcome to our gratitude practice of the week. It's Thankful Thursday, so time to anchor into some gratitude.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I would love for us today to take a moment and bring some gratitude to our number one most important resource right now. I talk about resources on this podcast a lot. So a resource is a go-to practice or a person or thing or place that helps us bring us back home to ourselves. A resource as in something that helps us feel grounded, that helps us cope with challenging things, that helps us come back to now. A resource can be anything from our yoga practice, our meditation practice, to a place that we have around our house. Maybe it's our garden or a patio or a little nook somewhere where you feel really safe. Could also be nature, could be music, could be a way for you to move your body. A resource can be water, you know, taking a shower or a bath. Can be getting creative, can be painting or sculpting or knitting. It can be your pets, the people that you have in your life, your loved ones, the things that can be resources for us. It's literally endless and it's very, very individual to each person, as well as something that I've really realized this year is also ever changing. So something that maybe has been a go-to for you in a way of it helping you bring yourself back to a feeling of peace or being grounded, maybe is not going to be the same thing that works next year. I found a lot of the things that have been my go-to resources for many years, all of a sudden came 2020 and all the intensity that this year has brought didn't really work for me in the same way. So let's take a moment right now just to contemplate in this moment in your life. So I'm talking, we're beginning of December 2020. Right now, what is your number one go-to resource? So the resource that you are the most grateful for having found, the resource that brings you the absolute most right now. And noticing where your awareness automatically goes. It might be something totally unconventional. It might be something that maybe you didn't even recognize or know was a resource for you. And now you've actually settled into, yes, this is for me, this most important practice that I have. And what would my life be like without it? For me, a resource that I have just realized is one of my most important ways to come back home to myself is alone time. And this is something that I never really contemplated before. I didn't really know that this was actually a resource of mine. This is actually something that helps me calm my mind, something that really makes me arrive back into the body. It really is a way for me to recharge. But because I didn't know that this was a resource, I haven't actually used it as much as I maybe should have in my past. I always have this idea that I should be around people all the time, or time spent with my family is the time best spent at any day, right? When actually, when I get an opportunity to be totally alone in private, close and lock a door, right? Time spent totally alone. That's a beautiful way and a really important way for me to recharge. So that's the resource where I am going to bring some extra gratitude to today. And I want you to find your own resource, that number one thing right now. Doesn't have to mean it's the same thing that you were using last year or last week even, but the thing right now that really brings you back home to you. And then holding that practice or that place or that thing or that person, really holding it in your heart right now. And bring some gratitude into the fact that you stumbled across this resource, or to the fact that the universe magically brought this resource your way, or to the fact that, just like me, your eyes have been opened, that this actually is a very important thing for you to have and come back to into your life. And even in that space, just holding some gratitude and just sensing all the things that this practice or this thing that it brings you. You know, what would your life be like if you didn't have this opportunity to use this practice to come back home to you? And maybe by really infusing some gratitude into this practice, you can remind yourself of the importance of it and return to it again and again, maybe at some point every single day. I know for me, when I have that moment to myself at some point every day, even if it's just 15 minutes alone, I feel different come the end of the day. And what about you? What is this practice? How can you bring extra gratitude into this practice, into this resource, and remind yourself to return to it today too? Thank you so much for practicing gratitude. This is actually a really important gratitude practice, because the more we are grateful for the resources that we have, the easier it's going to be for us to reach for them when we really need them. Wishing you a beautiful rest of the day. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.